We're here with Linda Larkin, the voice of Aladdin's Princess Jasmine. And good morning. Or
good morning. Yes, it's afternoon for me. But good morning, Los Angeles.
So how, how jazzed are you now that the Blu-ray's coming out for the first time of Aladdin, and a new generation is going to get to hear your voice as Jasmine?
Well, I'm very excited about that. That's one of the most beautiful things about being a part of this project is that every 7 to 10 years, there's a whole new generation of kids who've never seen it and are seeing it for the first time and bring a whole new energy and enthusiasm to Aladdin. And it's really, really fun for me to know that's happening and to meet these kids who are seeing it for the first time, and then to meet kids that grew up on it, and, you know, it's really special.
I have to say, not only kids, but parents like me.
That's right. Like, I have friends who grew up on it and now have their own kids.
Exactly.
And they're seeing it for the first time.
I like the character of Jasmine, and I think probably your approach to voicing her, where did that come from? I mean, is it that because there's something about Jasmine that was slightly different than all the other Disney female characters that we're accustomed
yes,
to?
Yes, I agree. She was different. Jasmine was the first princess that really felt kind of like me. I felt like she had this femininity but also strength, and she was idealistic, but she was smart and adventurous, and a lot of princesses have had these wonderful qualities over the years, but this princess seemed to have all of them at once. And I really connected to that. I really connected to how in her journey she's inspired by her opposition to an injustice in her society about marriage. Mm-hmm. And she risks everything. She goes out of her comfort zone, out of the palace, and finds a way to make a better life for herself.
Yes.
Than she was destined to have. And I just feel it's a really great message for little girls, for little boys, for all of us.
Oh, yeah. And actually, sounding also like a little of your background that I saw, it sounds like a lot of it is kind of like you.
Yes. I mean, really, when I was cast in this role, I really, like, everything was wide open. The role was written, but we worked together on it for 2 years, and a lot of my interpretation of that character was welcome in the room. So it really does end up being a collaboration of all the parties involved, and I really got to get some of my ideas across, and that was really exciting.
That's good. And also, it seems like your connection with Disney goes back even before you even did Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. I've been a part of the Disney family since I was a little girl. It just became official when I was cast as Princess Jasmine. But I was a huge Disney fan as a child. I would sit with my little record player and my turn the page storybooks and read along and play the roles of the princesses, and it was something that was a big part of my childhood, and to grow up and be able to be that for other kids, I couldn't have even dreamed that was possible, but I'm really glad it was.
I have to ask, was Jasmine your first, Princess Jasmine your first voiceover or character, or?
It was the first animation job I ever did. When I started acting, I started in commercials. So I did on camera and radio commercials. So I had done, TV voices, voiceovers for TV and voices for, radio commercials. But this was the first time I'd done an animated project.
I know we're talking about Aladdin and Princess Jasmine, but are there other animations that you've worked on, or is this the only one?
No, there have been other things I've worked on. I've worked on video games. There's a kind of well-known one called Dark Sky that I'm the lead character in. There've been a lot of Princess Jasmine projects that we've done that, some that people don't even necessarily think about when they think about the movies, but every toy and game and video game and ice show and park attraction is all newly recorded by me whenever it comes up.
Well, that's great to know. That's why I was asking, because I wasn't sure how long Jasmine has been with you.
She's been with me from the beginning, and every time you ever hear Jasmine's voice, it's always me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, I really appreciate you taking your time to tell us a little about Princess Jasmine and how she came about with you, and next time we hear something of Jasmine, we'll know it's you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Angela. It was really nice talking to you today.
You take care. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.